كثير من خيارهم كلام ممتاز سمج الدالد So here the Chayyot discusses a fascinating question. And let's try and put it in context. So you know, when a person makes a bracha rishono, and we spoke about this before, so theoretically a person can make a bracha rishono in every single bite that he takes. You should make a bracha before you eat. Because Chazal said that, number one, the bracha takes effect on the item that you're eating. So I'm holding this item in my hand, and I'm planning to eat it. So the bracha goes on the whole item. Not only that, it goes on other items which are similar to it, even though I don't have das. Number three, in a case where I'm eating a suda, the whole suda is considered one long nice achila, so the bracha goes on that as well. But at some point in time, the bracha ends. So what ends a bracha? The decision to end the meal, what's called hesach das, the person is mesiyat das from eating. So when the person makes a decision, he's no longer going to eat anything, the meal has ended, and the bracha which he made for this meal is no longer effective. If he changes his mind and he wants to eat some more, he needs to make a new bracha. We gave some examples where some Rishonim say that we don't really believe you that you changed your mind, even though you say that you changed your mind, but the nature of people is to, you change your mind, all of a sudden you realize that they're serving brownies for dessert. You said, well, you know what, I actually would like to have a brownie. Well, since that's so common for people to do that, so some declarations of I'm not eating anymore are not really real declarations. They're sort of like, if nothing comes along to make me change my mind and convince you that I'm going to eat some more, I might as well not eat anything more. So that's considered not a hesach das. But if a person is clearly mesiyat daito, or truly mesiyat das, so the meal is ended. So one of the ways we end the meal is by saying a bracha achrona. That's clearly the end of the meal. That's why we're saying the bracha achrona. You don't say bracha achrona after each kezias that you eat. You say one bracha achrona all the way at the end. What about a situation where a person said the bracha achrona and then realizes that he still had more to eat? So the person thought that it was appropriate to say the bracha achrona now, and he said the bracha achrona, and then he finds out that no, you're not supposed to say it till later. Or he didn't realize that there was anything more to eat. He said the bracha achrona based on that. Or the person just said a bracha achrona. Nebuch, sometimes that's what happens to us is we say a bracha without too much focus. So the guy next to me says a bracha achrona. Next thing you know, I'm saying a bracha achrona. Sort of like autopilot, I went and said the bracha. And now I realize that I said the bracha and I really was trying to eat some more. So I wasn't mesiyat das, but I said the bracha achrona. So does the bracha achrona automatically end the meal simply because you've said the final bracha, so you no longer use your bracha rishona? Or is bracha achrona just the best example of hesach das? By saying the bracha achrona, which is the halacha said at the end of the meal, I'm indicating that I'm done. So that's such a clear indication that you're done, because clearly if you plan to eat more, you would not have said a bracha achrona. That therefore, when you decide to eat some more, it's a new ma'aseh achila and requires a new bracha rishona. So the Chayyotim stands somewhere in the middle in regards to this point. So this is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham assumes that simply saying a bracha achrona, just because it's a bracha achrona alone, does not constitute a hesach hadas, an end of a meal. It's because the person inherent in the bracha achrona is that you're not going to be eating anymore, therefore it ends the meal. So in a case where there was a mistake and he had no intention to end the meal, the bracha achrona does not end the meal. So this halacha is brought down in Siman Kuf Tzadi. It's a Magen Avraham over there. And the Magen Avraham says a case where a person made a mistake and made the bracha afterwards and he wants to continue to eat, they do not need to say no bracha b'shem. The example over there is a person benches on a kais and he says a rapia golfin. And he's planning to really actually continue to drink some more. But since he's sort of used to saying a bracha achrona after the kais shabrachos amasin, even though in this situation he was planning to drink some more, he says the bracha achrona and then realizes that he didn't want to do that. So the Magen Avraham says in that situation he can drink further without a new bracha rishona. The Chayyotim Paskins like the Magen Avraham. Hoye b'day to sheyochel oid. He was planning to eat more. V'shachach b'birach bracha achrona. By mistake he made a bracha, and now he wants to eat some more. Ein sarach levarach bracha bishana, sharei lo hisiach daitoi. So the Magen Avraham says, he does not need to know make a new bracha bishana, because he wasn't misiach das. The reason why bracha chrona ends the meal and makes you require new bracha is because of hesach das. Here we found the scenario where the person said a bracha chrona, but was not misiach das, so he does not need a new bracha bishana. Now the Miralacha in Simchut Sadi brings that there are multiple achronim who disagree with this halacha. He brings to Eli Rabbah, he's not sure if this halacha is true. Then he brings the Yesh and the Maamar Mordechai, which argue on them, on the Magen Avraham, and they hold that a bracha achronim, by definition, is the end of a meal. So the Mishabura comes out, Sarachi and Lamaisa, he's not sure what to do in this situation, what to do. One suggestion, which some poskim say, is to generate a new hesach adas through the lachas of Shini Malkum. So a person wants to eat some more or drink some more. He had this situation, so now he has a suffolk bracha rishona. So he can't eat, because maybe he's chayav a bracha rishona. But he wants to eat, so what should he do? If he does Shini Malkum, and that will vare create the end of the meal through Shini Malkum. The meal has ended because I've left. And that's another way you could end the meal. So then when he comes back, he will be able to make a bracha b'shana definitely, and be able to all the shittas. So basically we will talk more about this in the upcoming shiurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.